Previously on Mom.
Alvin and I were in love 35 years ago, and we were in love the day he died.
Are you done?
Not yet. Now I'm done. Christy, start the car.
So I'm trying to say all the right things to this woman, you know, be courteous, but God as my witness, her baby was the ugliest creature I've seen in my life. I mean, they say all babies are beautiful, but this kid could be used in the hospital to induce vomiting. Oh, I almost forgot. Remember how I told you your boys came through with a big check for us? Well, we spent the last of it yesterday paying off the credit cards. We're no longer poor and in debt. We're just poor. Which, as you know, is the new middle class. Aw, this is nice.
What are you looking at?
Your grandmother went into Alvin's old apartment like an hour ago.
Yeah, so?
Don't you think that's a little weird?
She's the building manager. Maybe she's fixing something in there.
Have you met your grandmother?
Big Bird's walking.
Hey.
Hey, where you been?
Apartment upstairs.
Upstairs, you say? Which apartment?
2G.
Joanne Wiki.
Wiki's 3B.
Who's 2G?
Dieter.
Black bodybuilder?
Gay flight attendant.
What's the problem?
Door was jammed.
You were up there a long time.
He's got boyfriend trouble and he wanted to talk about it.
What kind of trouble?
You really want to know?
I really do.
Okay. Dieter travels a lot and his boyfriend wants to settle down and have kids. He even found a surrogate, a Mormon school teacher from Fresno. But I think the real issue is Dieter's not sure what kind of dad he'd be because he had such a traumatic childhood. Anything else?
Covers it.
Okay, I'm gonna go take a shower.
Did Dieter paint your nails?
And waxed my lip.
Wow. I thought I was a good liar.
Oh, honey, you're not even the second best in this house. 1A, 1A, 1A. Mommy's broken.
How was your shower?
It was okay. I keep slipping in there. We need to put down a rubber mat or something.
Wouldn't be a problem if you scrubbed more and rubbed less.
Says the woman who named the pulsating shower head.
I should never have told you about Joey.
You ready to go to sleep?
Let's call it.
Remember when us sharing a bed was weird?
Don't kid yourself. It's still weird.
Hey, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How you doing with Alvin being gone? Because I'm still struggling.
I'm okay.
Really? I'm a mess. A lot of nights I can't sleep.
You know what might relax you? Have a little visit with Joey.
No, I think I need to see a professional. I was thinking that therapist at the free clinic who helped Violet.
Helped her how? She's mean as a snake.
She has her good moments.
Wow, if you're in that much denial, you really do need a shrink.
Hey, would you maybe be interested in going with me, you know, for moral support?
Sure, be happy to.
Thanks. And while we're in there, you should certainly feel free to talk about anything that might be bothering you.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Because, you know, what
you know, being chatty in bed might be why you can't hold on to a man.
A
So it's good to see you both again.
Good to see you too.
Your therapist drinks chocolate milk?
He's a growing boy.
So what's been going on?
Go ahead, honey. It's okay.
Thank you. She's nuts.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, but you need help.
Help with what?
I saw it. I saw the shrine.
You know about that?
Why do you think we're here?
You said you were struggling.
I am, but not enough to talk to this clown.
So you lied to me.
If I told you the truth, would you have come?
And spent an hour with Howdy Doody? Not a chance.
Help me out here, Doc. After my father died, she got into a fight with his widow, broke into this woman's house, stole his ashes, and now she's built a shrine in his empty apartments.
And how does that make you feel?
Forget how I feel. Ask her how she feels.
How do you feel, Bonnie?
I miss the man, and it's very comforting to surround myself with things that remind me of him.
That's nice.
Nice? There's candles and incense and a half-used stick of deodorant.
The smell reminds me of him.
I totally get it. I have one of my Nana's nightgowns in my closet.
When did she pass?
Oh, she's not dead.
Okay, we're losing the thread here. She is not dealing with this death in a normal way.
What's normal, Christy?
Oh, for God's sakes, you cry, you yell at God, you do a lot of secret eating, and then you move on.
Boy, I gotta tell you, secret eating is a real red flag.
Oh, yeah? What color flag is Nana's nightgown?
You see how she lashes out?
I know what you're doing. You two are in cahoots.
It's okay, baby. We're getting you some help.
I'm gonna give you the number of someone who can put you on medication.
You don't get it! I'm not the crazy one! Wait, what kind of medication?
You know, I gotta admit, I was pretty dubious about that therapist, but he really knows his stuff.
Oh, please. His retainer fell out halfway through the session.
So, you think you're gonna try that art therapy he suggested?
I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not the one with the problem.
Shh. Draw your feelings. Don't shout them.
I'm not shouting. This is shouting! What the hell?
I think you got a flat.
Way to go!
Please tell me you have a spare.
Of course I do. It's right there.
Who drives around without a spare?
People who blow all their money feeding their children.
Shouting again.
Finally.
Wow.
What?
The tow truck driver.
What about him?
Don't you see it? He looks just like your father.
Oh, Mom, is this like when you took peyote and saw Jesus in a tortilla?
So you the folks with the flat?
Yep.
You got a spare?
Hey, look, I have a growing child who needs to eat, so everybody just back off.
Don't mind her, she's in therapy.
You need to see a membership card.
Hang on.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
And you are Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Call me Bonnie.
Call me Bill.
I sure will, Bill.
Does that have to be valid?
Yep.
Let me look in the glove compartment.
So how long have you been driving a tow truck?
But tonight or in general?
Is there a Mrs. Tow Truck?
Not yet.
Here you go.
All right, be right back.
Hurry.
What are you doing?
Did you not see the crazy chemistry we had?
I saw the crazy.
Christy, we didn't just break down by accident. I was meant to meet that man.
Okay, that's it. Soon as the tires change, we are driving back to the therapist, and you are going to tell him about the tow truck driver you're convinced is my dead father.
I never said he was your dead father.
That's reassuring.
But with a little work, he could be.
I've been thinking. thinking about it, and I decided that it's a good thing that you're going on this date.
What changed your mind?
Who am I to say that this tow truck driver isn't right for you? I mean, what do I know? I'm in an exclusive relationship with a showerhead.
Not that exclusive.
When you think about it, it's actually kind of a meet-cute. We get a flat tire, and you meet the man who looks like the man who died between your legs.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, me too. Except I don't. This is how I feel!
That is so going on the refrigerator.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Come on in.
Whoa. Fancy place.
You're kidding, right?
I would kid about something like that. Look at all these windows.
I should tell you that my mom doesn't drink alcohol.
Okay. I got a bag of oranges in the truck. I suppose I could give her that.
What gal doesn't want a bag of oranges? I should also tell you that she just lost my dad.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is, but here's what you need to know. She's still pretty raw about it.
Hmm. So I got a grieving woman who doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Well, looks like my sense of humor's gonna come in handy.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Oh, the hooch ain't for you.
All right.
Ready to go?
You bet. Good night, dear.
The guy's in bed with a one-legged hooker. Oh, wait, she's got one on. But the thing is, she's keeping it.
Your usual, Bill.
Thank you, honey.
Know what you want?
Might need a minute.
FYI, people come here for our chicken wings.
Yeah, I don't think that's why. Tell you what, just give me the cheeseburger salad.
Oh, well, hell no.
I take it you're a regular here?
Well, the food's nothing to write home about, but every girl that works here, they have the big boobies.
Well, your bumper sticker does say, I honk for honkers.
So your daughter says your husband recently passed.
We actually weren't married, but yes.
Well, condolences.
Thank you.
Was it a car crash? Maybe I towed him.
Sorry, heart attack.
Aw. Sad, either way.
You ever think about letting the hair around the sides grow out a little?
Would you like that?
I would.
I'm growing it now.
Great. You know what else would look good on you? A leather jacket.
Ooh, I'll buy one tomorrow. Brown.
Black. Oh, and you like jazz now.
Sort of sounds like you're trying to turn me into some other guy.
You have a problem with that?
Well, it depends. This other guy. Would you sleep with him?
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Paying bills. I'm embarrassed to tell you how much we owe the water company. I think I'm gonna have to break up with Joey.
Want an orange?
How'd it go?
So far, so good. We're taking it slow.
Well, that's a relief.
I don't want to rush into anything.
Very smart. When are you going to see him again?
Tomorrow, I'm helping him move into Alvin's old apartment.
What?
Well, someone's got to rent it. And as I told Bill, there comes a time in every man's life when he needs to move out of his mother's house.
Oh, my God, that's so pathetic. He lives with his mother?
Who lived with yours?
This isn't about me. This is about you not dealing with Alvin's death, and I can't believe you don't see it. And yes, this is pathetic as well.
Let's talk about the tongue. You're not trying to lick an envelope. It's more like a dance.
Okay, let me try again.
A slow dance. Hey, how come you're not wearing the cologne I got you?
I didn't like it.
Well, it's not for you, it's for me.
Well, why don't you wear it?
Okay, I think we're done for tonight.
Oh, fudge!
Don't get discouraged, you're doing great.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Up, 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 don't do the sad puppy. Nobody sleeps with the sad puppy.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. It's okay every once in a while for you just to tell me off.
All right. I've had it with you bossing me around.
Not now.
Sorry.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, fudge.
Oh, God, I made him sign a 2-year lease. Well, maybe he'll die too.
This is a very upsetting picture.
It's a way for Mommy to express what's inside of her.
I'll get it.
This is inside of you?
It's Bill. Tell him I'm not here.
What? Why?
I made a mistake. He's not the guy I thought he was.
You think maybe because the guy you thought he was is dead?
Hey, that is totally You know what? Maybe you're right.
Oh, hey, Bill. Looking good.
I know. Is your mom home?
No, she is not.
Isn't that her coat?
Oh, no. It's mine.
Really? I'm pretty sure she was wearing it the other night.
No. This is,
looks a little big.
This is how they wear them in Europe. Bonjour. Can I give her a message?
Yeah, just tell her I need to talk.
You got it. The things that I do.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
What do you want?
I don't know. He wanted to talk to you.
Oh, God. I have a feeling he's going to ask me to marry him.
Why would you think that?
Come on.
Sure. What monkey doesn't want to climb that tree? So what's the plan?
I don't know. Before I got sober, it'd be easy to get rid of him. Just plant some drugs in his car and make a phone call. But now I have a conscience. That's what you call it, right?
I guess.
It must have been crazy to drag him into my life.
Aha! You finally admit it.
Okay. I missed Alvin more than I can bear. You happy?
No. But it'd be nice if you told the therapist I'm not the one with the problem.
Wow. You are desperate for approval. I guess I better go cut Bill loose.
Guess you better.
How would you feel about coming with me? That's what I thought.
Hey, Bonnie. Glad you stopped by.
Well, stick a pin in, Glad. We need to talk.
Who's out the door, baby?
It's my ex-girlfriend.
Hi, cheeseburger salad.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I tried to tell you earlier, but you were avoiding me.
Well, I didn't want to break your heart.
That's ironical. I'm sorry, Bonnie. I couldn't be the guy you wanted me to be.
You know what, Bill? Nobody could.
On the bright side, thanks to you sprucing me up, Selena here finally took notice.
I love the leather jacket.
Terrific.
She's also the nice lady that taught me how to kiss.
Oh, did you also teach
her? No, just kissing. Okay, well, I hope you'll be very happy.
How could I not be? Look at these boobies.
All right, I'm gonna go now.
Hey, Bonnie, are we good?
Yeah, of course we're good. Screw it, I'm putting drugs in his car.
How'd it go?
How do you think? He was devastated.
Oh, sorry. Good thing he has that hot chick to comfort him.
I forgot to tell you, I ran into Bill's new lady friend in the laundry room the other day.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
She made me feel like a boy.
That's nothing. She made me feel like a lesbian.
But you're doing okay, though, right?
I'm fine. I just gotta learn to process my grief over Alvin and move on.
Good for you.
Is he taken?
It is now.
Lenny.
Bonnie. I got a good feeling about this one.